गुड मॉर्निंग बे एरिया, आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो जिंदगी 1170 AM और ठीक ठीक समय हो गया है, 10:30 बज गए हैं हमारी घड़ी में, 10:34 रादर, और ये समय है रियल एस्टेट कॉर्नर पर आपकी डेट विद जीवन जुच्ची एंड जॉर्ज डुआर्टे. जीवन जुच्ची हु इज अ रियल एस्टेट ब्रोकर हु स्पेशलाइजेज इन मार्केटिंग होम्स, अपार्टमेंट बिल्डिंग्स, ऑफिस बिल्डिंग्स एंड बिजनेसेस. एंड जॉर्ज डुआर्टे ऑन द अदर हैंड इज अ एक्सपर्ट मॉर्गेज ब्रोकर who can help you in mortgage, purchase, financing, refinancing of homes and real estate. To Jeevan Zuchhi se contact karne ke liye, aap call kar sakte hain 510-589-3702 or you can visit his website which is by the name jeevanzuchhi.com, Zuchhi with a Z in it, or you can email him at jeevanzuchhi@gmail.com. And for George Duarte, the number to call is 510-377-9059. Or you can visit his website, which is by his name, georgeduarte.com. Duarte is D-U-A-R-T-E. And you can also email him at georgelduarte@gmail.com. So with this, we are going to start our show with Jeevan Zuchhi and George. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Very well today. Thank you very much for asking on this cloudy day, but... any day is a good day.
Every day is a good day, yes.
Every day is a beautiful day.
So what are we going to talk about today? What is the major discussion topic for today?
Well, today we have no guest speaker. So we're going to do our usual economic update. And then we'll talk a little about the real estate marketplace. And then what I'd like to do is perhaps... request people to call in and maybe share with us your real estate story. If you've recently purchased a home or refinanced a home, maybe call in and tell us how it went. What was good about it? What was not good about it? Was it a learning experience? How did it go? We'd love to get some feedback from the audience.
So as George says, stump the broker. So we would like to hear from you, listeners. Aap call kar sakte hain hame studio line par. The number to call is 510-657-1170. Call karke you can ask any question related to real estate or mortgage, ya share kar sakte hain apna experience how your real estate purchase or sell was. So yaad rakhiye number ek baar 510-657-1170 aur Jeevan Zuchhi and George Duarte are with us till 11 AM. So do give us a call. Yes, let's start the show, guys.
All right. Well, today's economic report, today is Fed Day. So in approximately 20 minutes, the United States Federal Reserve Bank will announce if they will go ahead and raise their discount rate 0.25% or not. Everyone is expecting them to do that. And but once they do that, then there's some question about whether they will do it again next year and how many times. It's important to understand that the Federal Reserve rate does not directly impact mortgage rates. It impacts consumer credit rates, rates on credit cards, savings accounts, and equity lines of credit. So very important to understand that. And actually, the bond market likes it. And the stock market actually likes it because it's already been priced in. Everyone's expecting them to go ahead and do it. Stocks are rallying. The Dow today is at 23,969. Up almost 300 points. The S&P 500 is at 2575, up 29 points. The NASDAQ is at 6848, up 64 points. The 10-year bond yield is at 2.82%. This is really great. We haven't seen it that low since August. So the mortgage bonds have confirmed their break above the 200-day moving average and have opened convincingly above it. And it will now act as a floor of support. So once we get below 2.81%, which is very close, we're testing that floor now, we'll see what that looks like in further improvement of the rates until reaching maybe 2.75 on the bond yield. So looking very good. Gold is at $1,257 an ounce. And silver is at $14.85 an ounce. Both are up, which is a good thing for those who like to hold precious metals. So the Mortgage Bankers Association reported that mortgage application volume dropped 5.8% from the previous week. and but that's seasonal. And applications to purchase a home were down 7%, but still up almost 2% from this time last year. So things are moving along as expected here seasonally. And the refinance share of mortgage activity increased to 44% of total applications, which is pretty cool. So once you see softening in the interest rates, people start looking at refinancing. And even if the rates are higher than what they used to be, there's always a reason to refinance. People put people on title, people take people off title, people take cash out because their properties have appreciated very nicely, and pull some cash out of it to pay off bills or do investments or purchase an investment property or buy a new car, or many reasons, limited only by one's imagination.
So would you like to add something, Jeevan?
Well, I always listen to George because there's wealth of information. It's truly wealth of information. And these are things which are very difficult to understand, even for professionals. I mean, you know, the bond markets and discount rates and, you know, and also the need. I mean, why someone must do something. That's very important. Like George said, you know, you can refinance. Sometimes you have lots of equity and you are, you know, not using that equity at all. But if you are interested in investing in a in an investment property, and, you know, that's the time. You just pick up the phone, call George and say, hey, George, please help. And you get a new loan or, you know, refinance or whatever you need to do and buy your investment property. And, you know, there's so many out there right now. As I said last time, I have this office building still there. We had couple of offers, but not really what the seller wants. And in the meantime, you know, we have been, I have been basically representing some buyers. And this morning, I actually just had a closing again, which probably will be the last closing of the year. And I was thinking that I'll share some experience, like, you know, some people. They don't know exactly what's a title company and why a title company is even involved. So I thought I'd just say, you know, just for a couple of minutes, I'll just tell the listeners out there that title companies generally act as the combined agent of the insurance company, the buyer, the seller, and any other parties related to a real estate transaction, such as mortgage lenders. The title company, they review the title. They review issues, insurance policies, facilitate closing, and files and records paperwork. A title company, you know, the closing company has the responsibility for ensuring that all the documents related to the ownership of a property are in order before real estate transactions are executed. The title company also provides an agent to oversee the closing process. They're often the closing agents for real estate transactions. After the parties have signed all the documents, the title company will record documents that need to be recorded, such as deeds, mortgages, in the local county land records. Therefore, it's very important, guys, that the real estate agent who represents you, they walk with the buyer or seller all the way till the closing takes place. You know, I always make sure that I, you know, just basically walk them all the way to make sure that all the papers, everything is in place. Sometimes the HOA, you know, there's a lot of requirements. And those papers, they come in late sometimes, and you have to make sure that those are done properly. You know, the lender documents and the title, the insurance, so many other things which are in the contract. You know, you want to make sure that the buyer is not shortchanged. And so that's what I did this morning again. You know, we had a wonderful closing. As I said, it'll be probably the last closing of this year. But charge. That's it.
All right. Well, we can launch into a real estate market update here in the local area. So right now, there actually are fewer homes on the market from October, September, which again reflect, you know, the seasonality of what's happening. And that will continue to occur until we get into the beginning of the selling season, which is after Valentine's Day. I think Valentine's Day in middle of February is very important because things really start to heat up after that. There's actually more inventory on the market now than there was this time last year. 93% more inventory this year than last year. And overall, there is an average of a 3-4% price increase over last year. So no, the market is not collapsing for those of you who love to indulge in wild rumors. That's not occurring. Homes on the market in Fremont, there are 136 homes on the market. And the price is up in Fremont 8%, 8% over last year. So real estate is all local. It really depends upon the town. It depends upon the neighborhood. So Fremont continues to be very hot. Newark, there are 52 homes on the market. Prices are up slightly. Union City, 56 homes on the market. Also, prices up very slightly. Fremont remains the hot place. In the Tri-Valley, in Livermore, there are 98 homes on the market. Prices are flat. Pleasanton, there are 61 homes on the market. Prices also flat there, but will all posed for going up. And in Dublin, there are 54 homes on the market, but a very hot market there in Dublin because it's more reasonably priced. Prices up 17% in Dublin. So Tri-Valley, yeah, looking very good right now.
Dublin is really the hot place.
Yeah, the time on the market has increased not really all that much. It was 26 days. Now it's up to 31 days. It's still not even very long, but it just seems longer when you put a used to put a house on the market 7-8 months ago, and then you'd have a dozen offers on it in 10 hours. But now, that's ridiculous. So we're getting a little more normalcy in the marketplace at this point.
So the listeners who have just tuned in, aap pahunch gaye hain Real Estate Corner pe, where you have a date with our expert mortgage broker Josh Duarte and our real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi. So Jeevan Zuchi ko agar aap call karna chahte hain aur aap help lena chahte hain in buying any property, be it a business property, office building, apartment building or home, aap call kar sakte hain 510-589-3702 or you can visit his website by his name jeevanzuchi.com. और अगर आप हेल्प लेना चाहते हैं इन योर मॉर्गेज इश्यूज, परचेज फाइनेंसिंग रीफाइनेंसिंग ऑफ होम्स और रियल एस्टेट तो आप कांटेक्ट कर सकते हैं जॉर्ज डुआर्टे को. द नंबर टू कॉल हिम इज 510-377-9059 और यू कैन विजिट हिज वेबसाइट विच इज बाय हिज नेम georgeduarte.com. और जैसा कि हमने आपसे कहा था कि डू कॉल अस ऑन स्टूडियो लाइन नंबर एंड स्टंप द ब्रोकर. So we are still waiting for the calls. The number to call is 510-657-1170. 510-657-1170. And you can call and shoot up any question related to real estate or mortgage. Or you can share your own stories, what experiences you had while buying, selling, or anything related to real estate. Just give us a call. So yes, what were we talking about?
Yes. We again want to emphasize please call in. We'd love to answer any questions or share your experiences with us and for the general audience. We all have friends and relatives, and everyone has always had some sort of story with real estate. Either a really good story that was very positive or some kind of a horror story or something went wrong.
So let me start with my story.
Oh, okay.
As you were saying that the inventory get lower during this time of the year, right? Because people don't really want to bring their house out in the Christmas time, as we say. So, but with my experience, because we bought a house around this time, so I think the competition is also less. If the inventory is less, then you get less offers too. So there is less clash and you have more clarity. So if you really are looking for a property and if you like a property, if you think that's your home or that's your business venture, then you can definitely plunge in the market at any time. So there is no good time or bad time for real estate. it's when the dime is correct for you, then it is the time for you buying or selling.
Wow, that is fantastic that you said that. I'm so glad you shared that with us, because you are absolutely correct. You know, there are less homes on the market, but there is much less competition for properties at this point. People who are selling properties, you know, are motivated. As a buyer, you don't have to deal with all sorts of crowds. And again, I want to emphasize that the rates are the lowest at this time of year for the mortgage rates. So think about being a contrarian. Be smart. If you're in the market and you've done your homework and you're ready to go, you've been pre-approved and pre-qualified for your loan, and it works for you and your family, get out there and do it. Now is a really good time, because once we get after
Valentine's Day,
yep, and then things start to heat up, and the prices are up, and the competition is out, and
multiple offers on the properties, and then properties going above asking price,
exactly,
so it becomes
right.
Crazy.
Exactly right. So you were very smart to purchase a home at
Thank you so much.
Yes, well done.
So listeners, I got a compliment when I shared my story, so maybe you will get one too. Call us on 510-657-1170, and if you're looking for buying or selling a house, you can contact our real estate broker, Jeevan Joshi, on his number 510-589-3702, or visit his website, jeevanjoshi.com. But don't forget, before buying, you need a pre-approval. So for that, you can go to George Duarte. The number to call is on 510-377-9059, or you can visit his website, georgeduarte.com. So he's an expert mortgage broker. He can help you with mortgage, purchase, financing, refinancing, you name it, and he can help you with it.
That's great. Thank you so much. It's really important to understand about being ready to purchase a property. A lot of times people will tend to do it on an impulse. You know, they'll drive by, they'll see a great home, and they go in to see an open house, and boom, let's do it. But you must be prepared, and you have to be pre-qualified. You have to qualify for a loan. You have to show proof that you can make the payment. So it's very important to do that, and not only through conventional qualifying for people who have jobs and regular salaries and W-2s, but also for people who are self-employed. There are loan programs.
So we have a caller. Let's take him on air. Hello. You're on air with Jeevan Zucchi and George Duarte.
Hi, good morning. My name is Ali, and I have a question regarding an investment property. Is it a good time for the investment properties, and which areas are good?
Great question. What type of an investment property? Is it a single-family home or a condo or a townhouse or some a commercial property?
As long
property?
As there is a positive cash flow.
All right. Well, that's very good. Yeah, actually, are you looking for a more of a longer-term investment or something more speculative, kind of a fix and flip? Good.
At least 10 years or more, yeah.
All right. Well, yes, that's a great question, and it always is a good time, and it depends upon the property area. So, for example, Fremont is probably not your best place for an investment property, because properties are quite expensive here. If you're looking for a place as a rental, you might want to look at other places in the Bay Area, like Dublin, for example. It's more reasonably priced. Tri-Valley, Livermore, Hayward, Union City, Castro Valley along the 880 corridor, very strong rental areas. You've got single-family homes and townhouses and condos that are available. And it's also, as far as you're planning on an investment property, assume that you'll have to put down about 30%. So if you're looking at a place for, say, $700,000, 30% of that is about $210,000 down. $10,000. Yeah, plus your closing costs. And then it's important to do some research. Be comfortable with a particular area, yourself, and do research on the rents in that area. So you'll want to compare the rent that you receive with the principal and interest on the loan, the property taxes and insurance, and hopefully your rent will exceed the expenses, the monthly expenses.
Yes, yes, that's right. That's what I'm looking at. So I will run some numbers, but so you gave me a general idea that these, for example, $700,000, $210,000 down payment, and then you will or work out if there is a positive cash flow or not coming from that property.
Exactly. Yes, and it's also important to know something that lenders are very concerned about is your what's called source of funds. Your $210,000. Do you have it now? Are you going to get it? When will you get it? Who will you get it from? How will you get it? The lenders want to be sure that, you know, that's why they ask for bank statements. They don't want to see, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 show up in your bank statement from last month, because they're going to say, well, where did that come from?
Yes.
Right? They don't want you to run out and borrow it from somebody, and then you'll be very highly leveraged. So they want to be sure that, you know, it's your money, and there's ways to address that and plan for that. It's all about planning. But so it's just, you know, one detail to be aware of in terms of the pre-purchase planning process.
Okay. Thank you for your detailed answer on my question. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, Ali.
Thank you so much for calling, and I really liked his idea that he was so sure that he wants a positive cash flow. The property be in any area, any size of property, but yeah, cash flow should be there.
Yes, Ali's been doing some homework. That's great. Positive
yes.
cash flow. Gotta love
so
it.
Thank you so much for calling, and listeners, aap bhi call kar sakte hain. We have 5 more minutes in our show. So you can call studio line number, which is 510-657-1170, and you can ask any real estate or mortgage related question. We have experts with us till 11 a.m. Or agar aap aur help chahte hain after the show,
if you'd like
you can
to call, please hang up and try again. If you need help,
I think yes, the caller was someone was next and he got dropped. It's okay. So you can call George Duarte after the show if you need any mortgage related help. If you are planning to purchase or if you are planning to finance, refinance, give him a call at 510-377-9059, or you can visit his website, which is by the name georgeduarte.com. Or if you want help with the real estate broker who specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings and business, then just give us a call to Jeevan Zuchi. The number to call him is 510-589-3702. Or you can visit his website, jeevanzuchi.com.
So here's something to think about. Why is Fremont so expensive relative to other cities? Well, people place a lot of emphasis on schools. Fremont has a very good school district, and in particular, Mission High School and Mission San Jose and Irvington.
So we have a caller. Let's take him on air. I think we dropped the call. I don't know why the calls are dropping, but listeners, you can call us back on 510-657-1170.
So there's a couple of high schools and school districts that accordingly command a premium. So it's very important to understand that. But if you don't have kids in school, or those impacts don't impact you, then you know, really, why do that? Then you would be able to look at other locations, you know, if you're not so concerned about the school district. So it's just something to keep in mind.
So let's take the caller. Hello, you're on air with Real Estate Corner. Who's it?
Hi. I wanted to know about Milpitas Real Estate. Would it be a good time to sell in Milpitas?
Good time to sell in Milpitas. You know, that's probably a good idea. I mean, if you need to sell, then sure. Milpitas is a great location because you're right there by the Silicon Valley, and it will always have a strong demand. I would say that if you could hang on maybe another 2 months, you know, then look at the spring buying season. You would probably get more activity and stronger property value.
Thank you so much for calling. And if you need more guidance, you can call George after the show, which is 510-377-9059. That's his number. You can call him. Or you can call Jeevan Zuchi at 510-589-3702. He's a real estate broker, and he can really help you with properties too. So with that, listeners, it's almost the end of the show. And we'll see you next week, George and Jeevan. And listeners, aap sunna mat bhulega every Wednesday, 10:30 to 11 a.m. You meet us at Real Estate Corner, where you meet Jeevan Zuchi, the real estate broker, and George Duarte, who's an expert mortgage broker. So, agar aap kuch bhi yaad na rakh paye, like numbers, taking down